Hello and welcome to Kathleen Can Do It, the DIY podcast celebrating the fun and fails of doing it yourself. I'm Kathleen Heaney.
And I'm Kathleen Martin. And we're just two Kathleens trying to get better sleep.
And in this episode, we're discussing how to make your bedroom feel like a luxury hotel.
That's the dream.
Though I will say I stayed in a luxury hotel in Buffalo, New York last week, and everything was done on this digital panel. And I felt that it was way too confusing.
Yeah, it can be for sure.
I got there really late at night and I walked in and there were no light switches.
Oh no.
The only room that had a light switch was at the bathroom, but I had to walk like down this corridor in the room to get to the bedroom area. And I'm kind of doing one of these like blind feeling all around me until I felt this screen next to the bed. And I was like hitting it like a senior citizen who doesn't know how to email. How do you work this?
That sounds dangerous.
So Kathleen and I have devised 4 steps to getting a bedroom that feels really luxurious, because it's an important part of sleep routine, having a bedroom that you actually like want to go to at night and close your eyes and get some of that sweet, sweet slumber.
We spend so much time in bed, but I feel like it's a room that can be overlooked because we don't have guests in there. So sometimes we don't put as much thought into our bedroom.
Oh, for sure. But first, Kathleen, what DIY projects have you been working on lately?
So it's all in my brain, but I'm ready. I feel mentally ready. I've been building up the strength over 2 years.
Yeah.
I only have white walls in my house, painting every single room white.
It baffles my mind.
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And all the color comes from the furniture and the artwork. I'm ready to start painting color on the walls. Here's my idea.
Okay, tell me your idea.
I want to paint my hallway. So the way it is, living room looks at a hallway, looks into the kitchen. You can see all three.
Yeah.
Beautiful arches. Love it.
Yeah, I'm so jealous of your arches. I've got all these like boring early 2000 squares everywhere.
I want to paint the hallway, trim, walls, doors, ceiling, blush pink.
The whole thing.
Everything.
To me, that is the easiest way to make your room feel so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Everything the same color, but it's got to be like a really good color, a color that you've put a lot of thought into, something that's playful and sophisticated. But when the doors and the trim and the ceiling and everything is the same color, man, that is the dream.
I'm excited. I'm nervous, but I have to tell myself and tell you at home, it's just paint.
Yeah.
And I can paint over it. Mm-hmm. If it's not right, I'll just undo it. But I think it's going to make a lot of impact. It's going to be fun, unexpected. I'm excited for that. What about you?
I am in the vein of painting. I am in the early stages of planning out a color palette to start painting all of the doors in my apartment different colors.
That's exciting.
Like I'm going to do chartreuse. I'm going to do a pale pink. I'm going to do a baby blue and then maybe something like an emerald green. I don't know. I have to play around in Canva with the colors that I want to work into the house.
That's fun. I like that.
Bye-bye, white doors. I'm over you.
Boring.
By the way, hello, gentle listeners. How are you?
I'm good.
Wow. Oh my God. That's amazing that people can respond. What are you working on? We always want to hear. Send us an email or better yet, join our Facebook group and tell us what DIY projects you are working on in your house lately.
Yes. We got such a good post in our Facebook group today from Yasmin. They wrote, "We bought a 70s style home. There's wood paneling on the walls. Thank God it's only in the family room. What do you ladies think? Keep it or paint it? If paint, should I do just white or of course color? I'm not sure. My style is classic neutrals with hints of color."
Kathleen, what would you do if you were Yasmin?
Here's the thing. Wood paneling is coming back in natural shades, like natural tones. I understand that's not for everyone, but I'm like really surprised and I'm seeing it in high-end places.
I keep seeing kitchens where it's a mix of painted cabinets and then wood tone cabinets.
Yeah.
And I know every time that you see a great room with like a medium walnut to dark walnut floor, you always tag me on it in Instagram because it used to be all about that like light oak, white oak floors. And now like these like richer, darker floors are coming back in. And I guess this applies to paneling too, question mark?
Well, yeah, richer furniture for sure. But that being said, we don't need to go with the trends. We can do what feels right for us.
Yeah.
I am a big proponent of painting wood in general.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people feel like that's a big no-no if they have beautiful millwork or trim in their homes. Must stay wood. I disagree. Paint it.
I'm with you. And if you use a high quality paint and you change your mind later on, it won't be that hard to strip it off. I'm also a proponent of painting woodwork in your house. Here's the question though. This 70s paneling, Yasmin, is your wood paneling plastic faux paneling or is it actually wood? Because if it's actually wood, it might be worth it to strip it down and bleach it and then do the ceiling in a fun, cool color like a blush. Because you said your style is mostly neutrals with a hint of color. So then you get that neutral wall and then a pop of color on the ceiling. I don't know.
Interesting. I would say treat it just like any other wall. I would decide what look and feel you want. If you're going to paint it, just paint it what you would paint a wall color.
Or like Kathleen just said, where she's going to paint her trim and her wall and her ceiling all the same
paint
color.
It all.
Yeah. Treat the trim the same way like Kathleen is treating her walls. Paint everything in the room the same color. And I bet that that paneling will add interesting texture to the room that just a regular flat wall wouldn't add.
Yeah, actually, I change everything I said. Do that.
And wherever you're listening to this podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe. 5 stars is the best. Helps us move up in the ranks because we're kind of like the little podcast that could, just a little indie podcast making DIY and design easy and accessible to people like us, Kathleen, who spend way too much time online perusing the internets for good home decor deals.
But you know what? One of my favorite reviews was, They said, I love this podcast and I don't even DIY. So if you love us for us, actually someone said, I'm here for the voices.
We got you.
Oh, you're here for our voices. We can make it real interesting for you.
Hello, governor. We love DIY. Nailed it.
Yes, we did. All right. So let's go over our 4 steps to creating a luxurious bedroom.
Yes. Step number one, what is on your nightstand?
Excellent one.
Step number two, what's on your bed?
Oh, sheets. Probably the most important.
Mm-hmm. 3, what's on your body?
Lotions and pajamas and potions.
And step number 4, what's on your walls?
Okay.
Lots of choices, so many options for that luxurious bedroom we're going to get into.
Before we kick this off, I need to know, what is your number one item that makes your bedroom feel luxurious?
My number one is a good pillow. And I say pillow and we're just going to ignore it.
Pillow?
Pillow. My pillow. I don't know. I say it with an E. I love my pillow so much that I have to bring it places. I'm at the age where if I sleep on a pillow that doesn't feel good, that isn't right, I could have neck pain for the whole week.
I didn't even take a good pillow into consideration when I was making my list of must-haves.
Oh my God. It's number one. It has to be.
My number one item is smart plugs plus an Alexa.
Okay.
Because I hate getting into bed and then realizing a lamp across the room is still on, or I forgot to shut the light off in the bathroom,
or
something like that. So I have everything, all of my light fixtures, my switches and my lamps and everything, they're all plugged into smart plugs. And then I have Alexa and I can tell her to turn stuff on and off. And that to me feels like the ultimate luxury.
I have those, but not in the bedroom. And I wish I had those. So that makes sense.
Because getting into bed and then having all the robots do all the work for you is the best.
It's the robot future.
It is. Okay. So what's on your nightstand?
4 empty glasses.
I know you're a water person before bed. I drink my water in the kitchen and then I go into the bedroom.
No, the last thing I do before I close my eyes, I have to take one more sip of water. And sometimes it's not the last, like maybe I do one more scroll and I'm like, oh no, I have to take another sip. It's like has to be the very last thing. It's a thing. I don't know.
So, okay. Are you sitting up when you're scrolling in bed?
No, I'm on my side.
You're on your side. And then you take a sip of water and then you stop scrolling. You put your phone on the nightstand. nightstand and you go to sleep.
Yes.
I'm not good at getting rid of those glasses. So every night I bring a new glass without getting rid of the old glass. And then suddenly every glass is on my nightstand.
Have you ever played the game where you're smelling your glasses of water, trying to figure out which one is the freshest or which one has the less dust in it?
No.
Hold it up to the light and you like turn the water ever so slightly to see like how many particles are floating in each glass of water. And you're like, oh, this one's from last night, not from a week ago.
Oh my God. No. Ew.
Yeah, that's a problem for me.
So I have a solution for this, but like, let me know what you think about it. Cause I feel torn.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever seen the carafes, the bedside carafes where you put water in, but then the glass goes on top?
No.
Yeah. So it's really cute. They have a bunch on Amazon, but then I was Googling. I found a really cute pink one. I'm going to struggle to say this. Uh-huh. It's from Maison. Uh-huh. Balzac?
Did you just say Maison Balzac?
Yes, but with a Z. It's a beautiful sculptural carafe, which is very typical in France, the website says, to have a carafe on the bedside table.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Me either. It's a carafe and a tumbler in one.
Hmm.
So it almost looks like a vase where it's wider at the bottom and then it tapers to the top. And on that skinny top part, that's where the cup rests upside down.
Mm.
So you can store the glass on top and I guess prevent the dust from going in your water glass.
Okay. Up until today, I'd never heard of the term bedside carafe.
Mm.
But when you look it up on Google, a lot of really cute options come up. And Kathleen, this specific one that you're talking about, Maison Balzac, not Balzac, Balzac. It's beautiful. Comes in so many colors.
So many colors. If you click on the light green one, it's like almost like an opaque jade.
Oh, wow.
Really pretty.
I love this idea. Okay.
So and it feels luxurious. Like that feels like,
oh, yeah.
If you had that in a guest bedroom, super fancy.
Oh, this would be a great gift for the person who has it all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Perfect. Oh. I really think it's a perfect guest bedroom thing.
Except I'm also going to gift it to myself. Okay. So on my nightstand is a lamp. And this is important to me because I'm all about layered lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Like to me, having a bedroom that has multiple light sources feels like the ultimate luxury to me.
Yeah.
I'm not a person that needs it completely dark to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually quite like the idea of having maybe like on the far corner of your room from your bed on a small table or maybe even on your dresser, flameless candles that have a little remote control that you keep on your nightstand or in your nightstand that you can operate from a distance.
That's a good idea.
Like all different lights, sconces next to the bed, but also a lamp on your nightstand and then a nightlight. I don't know. That to me feels like luxury.
That's very, yeah, the instant sexy time with those candles.
Yeah. Well, you know, my husband, who like programs everything in our house whenever we're going to do the chicka bow wow, he has like a playlist that he just tells Alexa to play it.
You're in the living room, you hear the song come on, you're like, oh no.
Yeah. And then we tell Alexa to turn the lamps on the nightstand off, but then turn the lamp on the far side of the room on. We can still see each other, but it's not like a spotlight.
You're in a perfect warm glow.
That is pure luxury, honestly, Kathleen.
That is next level.
All right, what else do you keep on your nightstand?
Okay, so chargers, and they're so annoying because they always fall off the nightstand.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a solution for that.
Oh.
This episode is all about creating luxury, but also creating solutions for issues.
Yeah. Making your bedroom super functional so you can have a great night's sleep and then also have a great day the next day.
Because nothing pisses me off more when I'm about to go to sleep and I can't find my phone charger.
Mm.
It has fallen behind my nightstand.
Yeah.
Brian's already sleeping, so it's dark and I can't turn the light on. It's a thing. So there's this company called Current. Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't.
They have beautiful charging pads that are really aesthetic and just fit in seamlessly with decor and design because they have leather ones and they have linen ones.
Oh.
And some are like they hold your phone upright, which is cool.
Yeah.
And then they have a second part for AirPods or some have like a, you know, like a catch-all tray. It's like a divot and you can put all your stuff and half of it's charging. So I just like that it just won't move and won't fall off.
I've never had a charging pad before, but it's been on my list to get because I have this really ugly, janky extension cord that comes out from behind my bed. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes I wake up and the extension cord with my phone plugged into it is like underneath my pillow, and that is not safe.
Oh gosh, you need a charging station like yesterday.
Also, can I just say about nightstands is that I think in general, people go way too small with their nightstands. Mm. Nightstands should be as high as your hip.
Okay, yeah.
I want to say like 30 inches high. I feel like people get these tiny little minuscule nightstands next to their beds. It makes the room look smaller.
Yeah.
Get one with lots of drawers. Put lotions. Like I like keeping in the drawers on my nightstand, like a fancy lotion that I put on my hands before bed, my chapstick, an extra hair tie in there.
Yeah.
I don't understand nightstands that have no drawers. Like, where's your stuff?
Yeah, I had a nightstand with no drawers for years, and now I just recently got one with two drawers. It's great. I got a lot of junk in there.
The bigger the nightstand, the better. Honest to goodness.
Speaking of layered lighting, this is a luxury product that I would love to have.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's called the Lofty Lamp.
Huh.
It's a company, you might know them more for their sound machine. They're all about creating that perfect sleep environment.
Yeah.
So they have this really nice sound machine. But the Lofty Lamp emulates a sunrise. And first of all, I just want to say that it's like designed very well. It's just like a beautiful lamp in and of itself, because those things don't always go together. Like innovation and design sometimes are separate. But anyway, super cute. And it starts glowing like a sunrise to wake you up without the sound. It's just the natural light. Talk about creating a luxury environment. It looks so cool.
I love this idea. I've never heard of this product, but I'm on the website right now, buylofty.com. And the idea of being woken up by a gentle sunrise.
Oh, let me tell you about that. Okay. I debated even saying this because it sounds so obnoxious, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Yeah.
Because I have earned this through blood, sweat, and tears over 10 years. Now that I work for myself, I tend to get up at the same time every day, and it's around 7:20. I was like, it's so specific. Why am I getting up at 7:20? That's when the sun comes up.
Oh, because you're not setting an alarm.
I'm not setting an alarm, but I wake up with the gentle sunrise of the actual sun. It is the most amazing experience, because if I had an alarm set for 7:20, I would be angry because I just like want to rebel against the alarm.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to just listen to my body of when I want to get up. And when the sun rises at 7:20, I awake with the birds.
Honestly, that is, you should not be apologizing for that. That is the ultimate goal in life, is to not feel like you're hungover when you're waking up.
Mm-hmm.
In my early 20s, I had a bedroom that was in the basement of this apartment. Ugh. I had no windows.
What? It was, is that illegal?
Probably. I mean, my rent was pretty cheap, but there were no windows, and I would wake up every single day feeling like I had a hangover. And that was because waking up with natural light is just so good for your overall well-being, that this Lofty Lamp would have saved me had I had it back then. But, you know, this was like 2009 and things like this didn't exist. I'm putting this Lofty Lamp on my list of things that I want for my birthday this year.
Yeah. So don't get me wrong. I got up at 5:15 for like 8 years when I was a teacher commuting. Yeah. And so I know not everyone has the luxury of waking up when the sun rises, that people have to get up earlier than that.
Yeah.
So a sun simulating lamp just sounds really, really nice.
Okay, I have a controversial question for you. While we're talking about natural light and waking up with natural light, are you pro blackout shade slash curtain or anti blackout shade slash curtain?
I've evolved. I went from not necessary to very into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have blackout shades, but they're not great. I'm actually looking into getting new ones.
Yeah.
Brian gets up at like 5.
Yeah.
And he rolls the one shade up for me so that I can gently awaken. I'm really looking into motorized blinds so I could use Arasha and set it myself and not like bother him with that process.
And you know what? When you have motorized blinds, you can actually, in the app, you can set a timer.
Mm-hmm.
So based on, you wouldn't even have to be awake to put up.
Yeah. So what about you?
I have motorized blinds in my living room, and not putting them in my bedroom is one of my biggest and deepest regrets in life.
Oh, You want to know what company just got a new collaboration that you're going to be obsessed with?
Oh, what company?
Select Blinds.
Oh, wait, who are they doing a collaboration with?
William Morris, that like super popular interlocking floral print that's like really trendy.
Oh, I've seen William Morris wallpaper basically on every home decor influencer's Instagram. I really like it because it's colorful, but it's also still sophisticated.
Let me send you a link to these blinds because they're so cool. And what's really cool about Select Blinds is you can get 15 free samples. I have a bunch of friends that have used them. So I have like every single William Morris print like in my cart to try them out.
Here's my ultimate equation for the best window coverings in a bedroom.
Okay.
Light filtering shades. Mm-hmm. So roller shades of the lightest light filtering that you can get. So roller shades that allow a lot of light into your room.
Right.
And then blackout curtains.
Mm. Yeah, these are light filtering shades because I was actually just thinking, because I use my blinds for the blackout, but that's true. I can switch to the curtains.
Or I really do like the look too when people have light filtering shades on the inside of the window. Mm-hmm. And then on the outside of the window, they have a blackout shade roller blind that is mounted on the wall above the window. Mm. So you get two roller shades with two different functions, but they're layered on top of each other.
Cool.
All right, let's talk about what's on our bid.
Yes, because this is so important. I would say
probably the most important.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of sheets, we want to give a big thank you to the sponsor of this episode, Cozy Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the past week, Kathleen and I, in preparation for the luxury bedroom episode, Kathleen and I have been sleeping on Cozy Earth's sheets. We both have the bamboo sheet set. It's like sleeping on a cloud that's infused with marshmallows that's floating down a river of champagne.
Oh my gosh. They are truly the nicest sheets that I've ever slept on. Like saying, oh, they're like a luxury hotel sheet. They're better than a luxury hotel sheet because they're softer than sheets I've slept on at luxury hotels.
So earlier in the podcast, I talked about how I stayed in a hotel last week. Mm-hmm. And this was a very nice hotel. It was a 5-star hotel.
Wow.
I crawled into bed in this fancy hotel and the sheets were not as nice as my Cozy Earth sheets at home. And I'm laying there thinking to myself, I wish that I was at home in my own bed right now.
I know, that says a lot. So I wish that I had my phone recording at all times to just capture every funny moment. I mean, I basically do, but almost. Put on the sheets, right? Just change the sheets, put on the new Cozy Earth bamboo set. Mm-hmm. And Brian gets into bed first.
Yeah.
I'm still in the living room because he goes to bed super, super early. And I can hear him going, oh, wow, these are really soft. And then you hear like, swish, 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 swish. These are the softest sheets I've ever felt. Swish, 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 swish. And I walk in, he's doing like snowflakes under the sheets. He's like, these are really good. I was like, I wish I captured that. Yeah.
Oh, man. See, this is why you need to set up hidden cameras in your bedroom, Kathleen.
That would capture a lot more than I'm looking to.
Ooh, velvety. So silky.
The silkiest.
I love that the bamboo sheet set keeps the temperature of my body a little bit cooler.
Because you know how people flip over to the cold side of the pillow?
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping on my Cozy Earth sheets is like everywhere I lay is the cold side of the pillow.
You know what? I am a never nude, so I sleep like basically fully clothed, but I know. But I have to tell you this, like for the first time ever, I slept in just a tank top and my undies.
Mm-hmm.
And the feeling of the Cozy Earth sheets on my body was like, am I underwater right now?
They're also like, I don't want to describe them as heavy because that sounds weird, but like they feel substantial.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, my sheets, every other sheet set is garbage. Like I'm never really invested in sheets.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, why did I waste 34 years of my life mm-hmm. sleeping in bad sheets?
Because we spend so much of our lives in bed. It's something that we touch every day for hours at a time. This is where we should be investing our money.
I never have to subject my body to a different sheet brand again.
You can experience the magical velvety feel of Cozy Earth sheets on your body as well. Cozy Earth is giving Kathleen Can Do It listeners an exclusive offer today. 35% off site-wide when you use the code Kathleen.
That is a really good discount. Like, that's high.
35% is a big deal.
I think I have a new set of sheets in my future.
Again, that is 35% off site-wide with the code Kathleen. Go to www.cozyearth.com
and use the code Kathleen. Another item that is a must-have for me when it comes to our what's on your bed step in this luxury bedroom process is 2 duvets.
No, I'm anti.
If you have a partner that you sleep with in bed every single night, they get a duvet, you get a duvet. Don't talk to me about comforters. I'm sorry. There is nothing better than a fluffy duvet. And I wrap myself up like a burrito in my own little fluffy duvet. I think mine came from, I don't know, Bed Bath & Beyond or IKEA or something. And it is heaven being wrapped in my own duvet.
Here's a question. Do you make your bed in the morning? No, you don't.
No, I don't. But when we do, we just layer them on top of each other and the bed looks extra fluffy. Truly, it looks great.
Okay, I would agree, but it's twice as much work. Like I know a lot of people do this and I get the idea,
yeah.
But I'm the bed maker. So the rule is whoever gets out of bed last has to make the bed. And the thought of 2 duvets, can't handle it.
Okay, well, that's because your bed is like backed into a corner.
It is. It's so hard.
In your bedroom, I have access to both sides of my bed. but my husband, he wishes that I was okay with sharing a duvet because emotionally it helps him feel closer to me. But I'm like...
And physically.
I'm like, I need my sleep, dear husband. And the best sleep for me is my own duvet.
But also, I am a very, very avid sheet duvet tucker. It must be tucked in or I can't function.
You have to have your duvet and your sheets tucked into the bed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Absolutely not, Kathleen. No, I have to have all of my sheets pulled out. Nothing gets tucked underneath my bed ever, ever.
See, I know this is true because I've slept in a hotel with you and your bed was a tornado where I could see the bare mattress because you so aggressively untucked everything. In my bed, I would just like... gently pull it back up and then the bed was made.
I have to untuck everything. Yeah, no, making my bed in the morning, which is probably why I don't do it as often as I should, is seriously a full physical workout.
Let's talk about what's on our body when we go to sleep. You said you are a never nude.
But yeah, because what if there's a fire and you have to jump out of bed and run outside, and if you don't have any clothes on, like that's very embarrassing for the neighborhood. I think about this a lot.
I just hope there's not a fire in general, but yes, something that I've been thinking about for 2023, I really want to upgrade my pajamas and what I sleep in. Do you have any matching pajama sets?
You know what? I have a few and they do make me feel fancy when I actually get my act together to put them on at the same time.
Yeah.
And when I'm getting ready in the morning, I love having a luxurious robe.
Yes.
Like, nothing is better than getting out of the shower and putting on a luxurious robe. And I have been in the habit of putting on a robe at night.
Yes.
It's just something small that makes me feel fancy.
My dream would be to have a drawer of beautiful matching pajamas. I've been eyeing a brand called Print Fresh. Have you seen them?
Oh, I recently have started getting ads on Instagram from Print Fresh.
They're the type of brand where you look at it, you're like, I want to be that person. I want to be that cool. I want to be that put together.
And the prints on their matching pajama sets are so eye-popping that I'm like, oh, I want that one and that one and that one.
They're fun. They're bold. They're colorful. So then if there's a fire, you run out and people are no longer looking at the building. They're like, Kathleen, you're so stylish.
You're stylish. Where did you get those nice pajamas? Not, hey, I hope you have home insurance.
But I absolutely agree. I am such a robe person. But like gross robes.
Oh, it's time for you to upgrade, girl.
I need to. I have a robe that I actually bought as a Halloween costume like 10 years ago because I was a crazy cat lady. No offense. I know you are a crazy cat lady.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't take offense to that anymore.
So it's this leopard robe and I wear it all the time and it's disgusting.
I right now am looking at the robes on Print Fresh and they have... a robe called Tiger Queen.
Yes, 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 yes.
Tiger Queen hibiscus. It's like this bright, rosy, coral pink robe with a repeating Tibetan tiger print. And the tiger's body is in this cream, but the details are outlined in Kelly green and emerald green. And then to fill in the pattern in the background, there are these white block print flowers with a blue center. It's just really gorgeous.
Yeah, I love that one. They have it in lots of colorways. I like the green.
green and blue one. So pretty.
Okay. I've decided I need two robes. Mm-hmm. I need one cozy robe that's in the color gray or navy, something that's very calming. I need that for my nighttime routine.
Okay.
Okay. And Cozy Earth, by the way, sponsor of this episode, they make really great robes too. So use the code Kathleen to get 35% off of a new robe.
Ooh, good idea.
So my morning robe, when I'm putting on my makeup and I want to feel energized and I need a pop of color, that's when I wear my Print Fresh robe in this beautiful hibiscus tiger queen print.
Okay, I'm gonna throw in a third robe for you.
Oh, okay. Three robes. Why do we need three?
Because I do. I must have a terry robe, like right out of the shower.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. I feel very strongly about this. I also had a disgusting one for years that had holes in it, but I got one from Wayfair when I worked for them. And it is so soft and plush. They gave me two, one for Brian, and I just have two robes, which is great. So that's in white. That feels very luxurious, like hotel.
Yeah.
Then you have the soft, cozy earth, like cushiony one.
Yeah, the velvety one for nighttime.
Yeah, yeah. And then I totally agree. Something bright, you're doing your makeup, you still feel put together and like ready to conquer the day. Yeah,
okay. So your terry cloth robe, like it helps you dry off after the shower.
Yeah, it's more of an absorbing robe.
Okay. So then after your dry, then you put on your light and airy cotton Print Fresh robe to do your makeup.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. And then obviously also you need like a beautiful hook on the wall. You need three beautiful hooks, one for each of your robes.
New year, three robes, new me.
Oh my God. And then last but not least, our fourth step to creating the ultimate luxury bedroom is what is on your walls.
Mm-hmm.
So we already talked about shades, like we kind of skipped ahead a little bit.
Right.
I need to tell you about something that has changed my life.
Wow.
And I started buying it as a gift for my friends and it changed my friends' lives.
What?
Have you heard of the Pura Smart plug-in?
I only know because you told me like last week, but before that, no.
It is like the luxury version of a Glade plug-in.
Okay.
Okay. But Glade plug-ins, sometimes they smell really strong to me.
Mm-hmm.
So the Pura is a plug-in where you can choose your scent, and I have an exclusive scent for my bedroom.
Oh.
And that may be the most uppity thing that I have ever said in my whole life, and I am not apologetic about it. I have a couple of Puras in my house, but the one in my bedroom, the scent is The Nest. Have you, you know that like fancy candle brand, The Nest?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Kathleen, I have so much to teach you. Okay, so The Nest makes this scent called cedar leaf and lavender.
Hmm.
And it is like the most sultry, sophisticated lavender scent I have ever smelled in my entire life.
Hmm.
It plugs into the wall. It hooks up to an app on my phone. It is also a nightlight that changes colors, but my husband likes the room like really dark at night.
Mm-hmm.
I would love like soft candle lighting that I can set on a timer to fall asleep to.
Yeah.
You can change the amount of scent that comes out of it. You can also program it. So I don't want to waste scent when I'm not home. So the Pura plug-in in my bedroom starts pumping out lavender scent at 7 p.m. and it works until 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's really smart because they do say that scent really does trigger memories or whatever. So as soon as you start smelling that, that can signal to your brain like time to get sleepy, time to wind down.
Yeah.
That is something I think about it often. I want to be the person that smells good myself and has a good smelling home.
Yeah.
Because you know how like when you were little, you went to a friend's house, like everybody's house had a scent?
Yes.
Some were good, some were not good. And I don't want to be the stinky house.
My house smells like burned coffee and I've been... I know. And you're laughing because you know that it's true. And I'm trying to find a workaround where, I don't know, maybe I think I need a new coffee maker.
Why is it always burning?
I don't know. The coffee maker is really old. And that kind of also works into this topic because to me, it's a luxury to be able to have a smart coffee maker to set your coffee the night before to start brewing in the morning.
That is good.
I don't have one of those. So I think that's something that I'm going to think about in 2023 just to like... a step I can do the night before to take it off my plate in the morning. But I also want to add that the Pura Smart Scent plugin for my bedroom, you can set how strong the smell is. So if you're very sensitive, you can set it at a 2. But if you really want like that really strong lavender scent, you can set it at a 10. And I've never seen any other product on the market like it.
Now I want one because I am sensitive to smells. And if it's too much, then I have to turn it off. Mm-hmm. And I'm on their website and they do partner with like really big candle brands. That's smart. Homesick. I recognize that one. They're like states. They make state candles.
Yes.
There's one on the homepage called Volcano. I'm pretty sure that's probably like Anthropology.
It is. Yeah. The Capri Volcano scent. Mm-hmm. That's a great one for a kitchen because it takes away food smells.
Okay, well, now I'm buying a Pura.
Yeah, you need one for your bathroom, you need one for your bedroom, you need one for your kitchen, you need one for basically everywhere.
Sold.
And since we're talking about walls, I have a very polarizing question for you.
Okay.
Do you believe in painting your bedroom colors that feel calming?
So I was going to say, of course, but then I'm like, no, because I'm planning my upstairs renovation for the new primary bedroom.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to do a very hectic wallpaper, walls, and ceilings. So I think the answer is no, I don't believe in that.
I am going to say that you are right on the nose because you agree with me. I don't think that you need to like paint your bedroom so it's super calming. To me, the test of a really good bedroom is something that makes you happy.
Your eyes are going to be closed. You can't see what it looks like anyway.
I know. I don't know what people are like. Ugh, it's like this really soothing gray. Who cares? You're going to sleep anyway. As long as you have like, you know, your essential oils and your smart plugins and the right robe and the right sheets and like the right nightstand and your natural light lamp to simulate the sun, then who cares what color your walls are?
You're set. No, I think it really is more the components of comfort that we've talked about and less about like having the walls be comfortable because your eyes are closed. It doesn't matter.
I love that. Components of comfort.
Thank you. It just came from my brain.
You are a genius.
Okay. For our social shout out, I need to tell you about my favorite bedroom ever and one of my absolute favorites on Instagram. You know her. I've talked about her a lot. Jewel Marlowe.
You send me links from this account all the time. Okay, I'm going to spell that for you. That's Jewel, J-E-W-E-L, and then Marlowe, M-A-R-L-O-W-E.
Jewel's bedroom is one of the photos on Instagram. Stop me in my tracks. Anytime she posts about it, I just die with love and envy and excitement. It is a very beautiful light pink. It's from Farrow and Ball.
Oh, is it pink ground or is it sulking room? I think it's pink ground.
It's very soft.
Oh, it's definitely pink ground. I'm looking at the picture of her bedroom right now on her Instagram account. Oh my God, that's my favorite Farrow and Ball color too. That means I'm a real designer.
You are. You're at the same level. So first of all, it's a huge room with vaulted ceilings and she added box trim that goes upwards towards the vaulted ceiling, which you don't always see.
Yeah, it's a really cool, dramatic look.
Now she has this very large statement panel behind her headboard. It's a chinoiserie print.
Yes.
So it's like this greenish background, but it has branches and roses in a non-repeating pattern. I think that's typical chinoiserie is like wallpaper doesn't repeat. It's all very organic.
Ooh, it doesn't repeat. That means it's money, money, money.
Yeah, exactly. Then in front, she has this rust-colored headboard. It's kind of art deco. It steps upward. It looks like it's velvet. And it's channel tufted, which means it's almost like a pool noodle each section.
I keep seeing those DIYs on Instagram where people use pool noodles to create arches underneath fabric.
Yes, so it's like that, but a little bit flatter. She likes to switch out her rugs, but I really love this one. It's a big black and white geometric pattern. You know I'm team black and white rugs. Yeah. Has so much interesting contrast. But then at the foot of her bed, she has two square ottomans in a green marble pattern. Looks really cool.
Oh, I love upholstered furniture when it looks like marble.
Yeah. She's just amazing at mixing color and pattern. And if I could have any luxury bedroom, this would be it.
Really step into coziness and luxury for 2023 and make your bedtime the best that it can be with our four easy steps. And we're going to lay out all the information that we shared with you on this podcast on our website, Kathleen Can Do It, and on our Instagram. Give us a follow @KathleenCanDoIt.
You can follow me, Kathleen Martin, @CreateAColorfulLife.
and me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color. Send us an email. Our address is hello@kathleencandoit.com.
You can also send us a voicemail. Our number is 201-378-3378. When you're leaving us that lovely voicemail, go over to Facebook, join our Facebook group. You can find us at Kathleen Can Do It Podcast, DIY and Design Group. So much fun.
Well, I think that's it, Kathleen. I'm ready for bedtime, and it is only 12:30 in the afternoon.
I'm ready too.
And don't forget, if Kathleen can do it, you can do it too. Really, those sheets, they changed my life.
I'm never leaving bed. I'm actually in bed right now. I just didn't tell you.
You're a master at illusions.